from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The ruling party has challenged the opposition to come up with a proper manifesto in their political discourse. Livingstone Mayor's corruption case has been adjourned to tomorrow. In international news, Cameroon's Paul Biya has announced his bid for another term. And in sports news, Copa Queen's coach is impressed with the way her young guns played against DR Congo on Saturday.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Mulenga. The ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, has challenged the opposition in the country to come up with a proper manifesto in their political discourse. Speaking at the media briefing in Lusaka today, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe stated that the recent victories in various by-elections was evidence enough that Zambians have confidence in the ruling party. Mr. Simoe claims the ruling party still remains the most popular political party in Zambia, noting that the opposition cannot beat the UPND's record even if they combine their results from previous elections. He said the ruling party is worried that 4 years of being in power, President Hakainde Hichilema has no contender worth challenging him in next year's elections. He said it is unfortunate that the opposition is trying to use a dead body as their campaign message to Zambians. A 28-year-old man from Mamba in Sinazongo district has died after he was allegedly beaten following a quarrel at a market where he was delivering goods. Southern Province Deputy Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the victim, identified as Amos Siansima of Kabunda Township, died at Mamba General Hospital on Friday following the assault. According to Mr. Namalongo, the incident occurred on July 6, 2025, around 7 p.m. when Siansima arrived at Mamba Main Market to unload deliveries. He says a quarrel with unknown individuals allegedly led to an assault, after which Mr. Siansima reported the incident to Mamba Police Station at 20:43 hours, complaining of a severe headache. Mr. Namalongo said the victim was given a medical report form for examination and treatment. He says 2 days later, Mr. Siansima's condition worsened as he began vomiting blood and was admitted to Mamba General Hospital, where he later died. In a separate development, Emerald and Semi-Precious Stones Mining Association of Zambia President Victor Kalesha has called on government to adopt a more supportive and empowering approach towards small-scale miners. He emphasized the need for regulatory frameworks that enable citizens rather than threaten their livelihoods. Highlighting the recent gold rush in Mufumbwe, Mr. Kalesha acknowledged government's decision to temporarily halt illegal mining activities as necessary for safety and accident prevention. He, however, stressed that formalizing small-scale mining through the establishment of cooperatives and licensing is crucial for sustainable and responsible mining practices. Mr. Kalesha praised the government's initiative to introduce Zambia Gold Company and the ZCCMIH as an aggregator to purchase gold from the artisanal and small-scale mining sector. He added that the issuance of licenses should prioritize Zambians, especially artisanal miners, discovering minerals and those capable of partnering with local communities. In another development, the trial concerning Livingstone Mayor Constance Nalishebo Muleyabai, who faces 2 counts of corrupt practices, has been adjourned to tomorrow following an application by the defense to stop the 7th witness from testifying. This is after 43-year-old Neta Kufekisa, an investigations officer from the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, said on August 14, 2024, she was requested by the SEC Forensic Department to assist in translating messages written in Lozi into English. Ms. Kufekisa, who identifies as Lozi, shared her background, indicating that she studied the Silozi language during her early academic years through secondary school, which has equipped her with the necessary skills for this task. However, the defense, led by McQueen Zaza, objected to witness's testimony on the grounds that she did not present credentials validating her expertise in Silozi language. They argued that the SEC Act does not authorize officers to interpret language and contend that allowing Ms. Kufekisa to proceed would compromise their client's rights. The prosecution argued that fluency in local languages, in addition to English, is a recognized standard in the country, affirming that the witness demonstrated suitable skills and should be permitted to testify. Magistrate Trevor Kasanda has reserved his ruling for Tuesday, July 14, 2025, and has extended the accused bond. Earlier, the court heard testimonies from Airtel Livingstone branch manager Odessa Tapula and Zamtel Know Your Customer KYC provider Zawo Shandi. We now move to the Power Health Team. Meningitis is an inflammation of the protective membrane surrounding the brain and spinal cord, often caused by infections. Symptoms include fever, severe headache, and neck stiffness. Meningitis can be fatal, particularly bacterial meningitis, which can be life-threatening if not treated promptly. In international news, the Namibian government is opposing the granting of bail to 8 individuals charged in connection with alleged corruption and fraud and other crimes in the Nation Petroleum Corporation of Namibia, NAMCOR. Public Prosecution's Basson Lilungwe informed Magistrate Linus Samunzala in the Windhoek Magistrate Court today that the state is opposing the grant of bail because it has feared the accused would abscond or interfere with the investigations of their case if released from custody. Lilungwe also said the state is opposing the granting of bail due to the seriousness of the charges the accused are facing and because releasing them on bail would not be in the public interest or in the interest of the administration of justice. In addition to those grounds for the state's opposition to bail, there are additional suspects in the matter who are to still be arrested, Lilungwe said. Defense lawyer Milton Angelbrecht, who is representing one of the accused, former NAMCO supply and logistics manager Cedric Welemis, informed the court that Welemis will not apply to be granted bail at this stage. The 9 individuals accused and 6 corporate entities charged in the matter are facing 71 counts in total, including charges under the Anti-Corruption Act and Prevention of Organized Crimes Act and charges of fraud. Still in international news, Cameroon's longtime leader, President Paul Biya, has officially announced he will run for another term in office, ending months of speculations over political future. The 92-year-old made the announcement on social media, stating his continued determination to serve and promising that the best is yet to come. Biya has been at the helm of Cameroon for over 40 years, making him the second longest-serving president in Africa. His decision to seek re-election has sparked criticism from opposition figures and human rights advocates. One prominent activist described the announcement as a clear sign of Cameroon's stalled political transition, adding that the country is in urgent need of democratic change and accountable leadership. We take a short break and return shortly with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Kaya for Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 103 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bring you hot off the press news. From Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Copper Queens coach Nora Hapcho is impressed with the way her young guns played against DR Congo on Saturday. The Swiss coach handled full debuts to attacking duo Messi Chipasula and Frida Mukoma in their final Group A tie.